And so in this text from Genesis chapter 2, this famous saying, that's really what's coming across. The two become one flesh. They come together. This was Paul's perspective, by the way, in case you're wondering if this is just in Genesis chapter 2. Paul, when he talks about marriage in Ephesians chapter 5, he mentions the Genesis 2. He had an opportunity to define it a different way. Paul sticks to it. The two shall become one flesh. Jesus, when he's asked his perspective on marriage, says the same thing. Mark chapter 10, look it up. He quotes Genesis 2. The two shall become one flesh. It's beautiful. How is it possible, though, for two people that are very different to come together and just have a broadened perspective and kind of work together hand in hand? Again, it doesn't work for everybody. How is it possible that it can work? Here's some encouragement. Jesus says in John 15, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him, they will bear abundant fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." The key is that the branches are connected to the vine. That's critical. The weather may be really sunny outside. As long as the branch is connected to the vine, it's going to receive the nutrients from the vine. The weather actually may be really terrible outside. Doesn't matter. As long as the branch is connected to the vine, it's going to get the nutrients. The weather actually, and I'm going to have to talk to Dan and Nancy today about this, but what I understand is if the weather is actually really dry, it actually doesn't matter because the roots of the vine can go down about 30 feet and get the nutrients. All that matters is if the branch is connected to the vine, then it'll bear fruit. Christian marriage is no different than non-Christian marriage in this. There are many great seasons where love and humor and connection happen, and it's awesome. There are also seasons in which it's dry. Happens in Christian marriages, non-Christian marriages alike. But here's the difference. A Christian marriage can be connected to the vine in a dry season and receive Jesus' love and forgiveness and mercy, and those nutrients can fill what is struggling between two spouses. Dear friends, Peace Lutheran Church loves supporting marriage. I don't know if you noticed this, but in our newsletter we have anniversaries. It's one way to celebrate marriage in our congregation. We also have flowers up here often for anniversaries. If your anniversary date isn't in our newsletter, come and talk to Dan or myself. We'd love to get you in there, and we'd love to celebrate with you. The topic of marriage is very, let's say, dismissive. People don't want to talk about it all that much. It's easy not to talk about it, to shy away from it. It's harder to be about supporting and caring for marriages. That's the kind of church we want to be, though. We don't want to back away, not address it, and not be engaged. We want to step into it and love and support every marriage in the congregation. Can we do that? Can we do that and support each other? Say yes if we can. Yes, we can. Let's pray about that, then we'll transition to the creed. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your creation. We think of creation as animals and fruit and vegetation, but today we're reminded again of something else that you created. You instituted it. Marriage. And Lord, may we not cause any harm, but may you work in our hearts to support and care for every marriage in this congregation. We thank you for the opportunity to celebrate the love that exists between spouses in our church and pray that it would bear abundant fruit in the year ahead. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.